This is Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight positive developments at the secondary level. In today's program, improvements in the academic outcomes of students at Pepin High School. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. Stay with us to find out more. Aim for the heights, guided by His light. That's the motto of Pepin High, one of the nation's secondary level institutions, which has been working to improve the success of its students in the traditional subject areas. Over the last 5 to 6 years, the 56-year-old school has been making progress in achieving this goal.
We have tried over time to improve what we're doing at the institution in terms of the academic progress of the students.
Located on Gordontown Road, St. Andrew, Pepin High has long been recognized for outstanding achievements in technical and vocational subjects. However, Principal Leighton Christie says the school has been implementing measures to boost student success in mathematics, English language, English literature, social studies, human and social biology, chemistry, among other subjects.
We want when our children leave the institution, they can matriculate into tertiary institution and they can move on into the world of work.
Mr. Christie says results from recent sittings of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC exams, show marked improvement in all subject areas.
We are now up to close to 60% in English language. Human and social bio, we are over 70%, and we are steadily moving up in that area.
The school offers over 13 vocational subjects, including hospitality, auto mechanics, electrical installation, building construction, cosmetology, and visual arts. Mr. Christie says most of the passes attained in recent external exams were in the high 90s and 100% in some areas.
In the results we have last year, all those students in foods, clothing, management, they have passed. When we take building construction again, for example, we have 26 students selecting that area, and they are all passing.
The dedication of teachers at Pepin High is key to the recent improvements in student performance.
We have some very hard-working teachers. There are times when you will come to Pepin and you will see teachers there. They're on the morning shift. They're there 6 o'clock, school dismissed, they are still there. They believe in education, we believe in it, and we can help to change what is happening there.
Pepin High School is also boosting its academic reputation through partnership with two of the island's major universities, the University of Technology, UTEC, and University of the West Indies, UWI.
3 years ago, we introduced physics to our curriculum, and it's the lecturers from UTEC who are teaching the curriculum for us. They come over, they prepare the students, and they are the ones who are carrying the physics program straight through to CAPE. And we also use the lab facilities on weekends for the students. So that's the sort of support we get from them.
UWI has been providing training for staff to enhance their professional development. And Mr. Christie adds that the university is always eager to lend its support. He says at Pepin High, students are encouraged to pursue tertiary education.
We try as much as possible. When they have the open days at UWI, at UTEC, the Northern Caribbean University, any one of the tertiary institutions, we expose our children to go out, participate, be a part of it, because they can be quality citizens within this country.
The principal says improvements in academic performance will remain a priority for the school.
I want to see Pepin High School as one of the institutions of choice in the country and in that area.
Principal of Pepin High School, Leighton Christie. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. or call us at 926-3590. Remember to join us again next week. I am Kadisha Watkiss with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.